Very good morning. Welcome back to your Sunday morning Valley Focus. I'm Valerie Moore, and we have special returning guests this time. Vicki Isaac, founder and CEO of We Are Their Future, and Excel Baca, Forever Family Adoption Coordinator for Building Arizona Families. Lots of words there to say that these ladies care about families and kids, and so we're so thankful to have you back here today, both of you. Welcome back, and thanks for joining us.
No, it's a pleasure to be here.
Now, I know, Vicki, that you've been here before and that you have a nice program that you want to tell us about. So why don't you go ahead and refresh us on what you're doing?
Sure. So We Are Their Future. It's a citizen-led initiative that helps to meet the needs of the almost 17,000 vulnerable children in Arizona's foster care system. We Are Their Future finds people interested in adopting, interested in foster care, interested in volunteering to help meet the numerous needs of these children and the agencies that are serving them, and then raising funds so that we can find more foster and forever families. So it's us recognizing that we have a responsibility. We can't sit around and just let government raise these children.
That's also true. And I was just thinking there as you were saying that again, the best programs are the programs that come out of the hearts of people, not government mandated or federal dollars. It has to come out of the hearts of people. That's how we keep our humanitarian and charitable efforts going here. And so I'm so glad that you've come in to talk to us about your program. And you have something new going on you want to talk about today.
Well, we do. But before we go there, let me just give you a snapshot of why this is so urgent. Recent updates on the foster care system really illustrate just how critical it is that people step up. So the most recent biannual report, October 2016 through March 2017, from the Arizona Department of Child Safety, tells us that over 5,000 kids in that six-month period came into care as a result of neglect or abuse. That's 5,000 kids in a six-month time period. So if you would multiply that by two, it says, hey, we could possibly have 10,000 kids coming into state care for that reason. And as of June 2017, DCS reported that they have right now just under 17,000 kids in care. So they're working hard, they're doing a great job, but the need is urgent. This is an urgent need, and DCS's job is to keep kids safe, but the real problem is that neglect and abuse continue in our state, and every 2 minutes a child is abused in Arizona. So if you think about it, other things that are important, 50% of the kids in care are in state care, foster care, over a year.
Oh, that's disgraceful.
It's awful.
It's sad.
It's just so awful.
Yeah.
So why do we need foster homes? Why do we need forever families? And then 21% of those kids are in over 2 years. Can you imagine growing up in foster care?
No.
Almost a third of those kids have had their parental rights severed. And what that tells us, if you look at the numbers, there's almost 5,000 kids right now in Arizona who need forever families, who truly are orphans. They don't have a mom or dad. We need to step up. These are orphans right here in our backyard. And so everyone can do something. And of those kids, almost 2,000 of them live in group homes. So can you imagine? You don't have your own bedroom. You don't have any privacy. Three or four kids in a room who have all suffered trauma. No parents. It's not a way to grow up for a kid. We've got to step up. And then the last statistic I'll tell you is that almost 60% of children that are 13 to 17 stay in a shelter or in a receiving home over 3 weeks when they first come into care, when these kids are
most vulnerable, really.
Yes. And when they're taken out of the home to keep them safe, they're taken out with their belongings in a garbage bag.
Oh.
And so these are kids keeping everything they own that they were able to bring away, their life possessions, if you will, in a garbage bag. And the average is 3 to 4 places a year in most states that a kid winds up staying.
Well, that's so sad and heartbreaking. If you're a parent, you've got to be interested in helping this great cause. Vicki, get us your website, first of all, and then we're going to go into more details.
Sure, it's wearetheirfuture.org.
It's Vicki Isaac, founder and CEO of We Are Their Future, the website again, wearetheirfuture.org. She's here with also Excel Baca, Forever Family Adoption Coordinator for Building Arizona Families. So Vicki is kind of on the foster care end of this, and then Excel helps see that they get into Forever Family. So both women coordinating in this program to help these kids. Basically, they're homeless children in our own nation. And it would break any parent's heart to think about their child being carried out of the house, put somewhere with a garbage bag of their belongings, maybe in a group facility, being really moved from family to family and having no future, having no stability. That's not good for the kids who are our future. They are our heritage. They are our inheritance. That's not good for our nation.
No, you're absolutely right. And of course, they're out of the home, taken out of the home, because there is substantiated proof that they have been abused or seriously neglected to the point that their life is in danger. So we are their future. What we're saying is that everyone can do something. Everyone can do something. We need foster parents. We need adoptive parents. We need volunteers. And we need the funds to reach out to find foster and adoptive families. And I can tell you that since we launched just 4 months ago, we have had over 300 families say, yes, I'm interested in fostering or adopting. That's amazing. And the truth is it's costing us an average of about $25 to find a family. And when you think about that compared to what it costs, for example, the state of Arizona, over $500 million last year to care for these children in state care. Wouldn't it be better to have them in families for everybody?
And, you know, $25, I'm just kind of chuckling there because I'm thinking that's the price of a couple of these caramel macchiato kind of drinks that you go to, or a little price of a fast food joint for a couple of people. You can find a caring foster family for a neglected or abused child. I mean, that's just amazing. It's wonderful.
Yeah, or adoptive family. We do both, actually.
Okay.
We say, please come foster, please come adopt, please volunteer. Please donate, and you can do all of that at our website.
But let's get over to Excel Baca now, because she's really more on just the adoption end, and she's been working hard to see that these families get a forever child with a forever family. So tell us a little bit about yourself and your program, Excel.
So I work for Building Arizona Families, and we actually have a really exciting program called Forever Families, where foster children in the United States, which have been found legally eligible for adoption, and are available to be placed directly into adoptive families. So these are direct adoptive placements, meaning the children are available, all parental rights have been severed. This is not a foster care, but an adoption of a child that's going to be yours forever.
And that's important, because I was saying the last time you were here that my husband had fallen in love with a child on TV that was one of those news where they show children in need of a home. And there were so many entanglements. The mother was still in out of the picture. There wasn't parental rights really completely relinquished. We couldn't have moved out of state from Wisconsin here. And so that ended up being a heartbreak. But these are clear and free children that are ready to be all yours forever.
Correct. Yeah. And once they're placed in your home, you will have them, you know, in your home for 6 months. And after the 6 months, you'll be able to adopt them.
Well, that's wonderful. How do we get in touch with you, Excel?
You can go through the We Are the Future website as well.
So we've got that one website we're getting out there today, wearetheirfuture.org. And we want you to know that this is a full-service organization that takes care of the foster children from the point of being taken out of their home with a garbage bag holding their belongings to being put in a loving forever family. It's just going to go through the whole process. So again, thank you for being here today, Vicki Isaac and Excel Baca, who are working together to help these kids. Vicki, tell us a little more details then about your program and what you want our audience here to take away today with and how they can help you again.
Okay. So I think the first thing, you know, I said our tagline is that everyone can do something. And I spent some time as the director of communications at the Arizona Department of Child Safety. And the things that I saw were heartbreaking. The things that people would do to children, it's unimaginable, quite frankly. And so I came away saying, we cannot sit by as citizens and let these children not have a family. And so whether you can foster or whether you can adopt, and not everyone can, there's so much that you can do. Could you, for example, as a volunteer, could you mentor a child? Who's going to teach a teenage boy how to change spark plugs?
Even just have a game of one-on-one basketball, or, you know, just have some little sporting activity.
So, you know, obviously we have to be careful. These kids are, they're really wards of the state, if you will. And so when we're pairing volunteers, you know, you can't just go take a kid from a group home and take them somewhere, right? There's a process.
Okay.
So that we're making sure that these kids are staying safe. But we need volunteers. And
okay.
Then the other thing we need is just the practical volunteers for the agencies. So, for example, Arizona Helping Hands, they're a wonderful organization. They provide mattresses and cribs and clothes and formula and diapers. And if people want to give practical items, go to We Are Their Future and say, yes, I'll help. There's a yes, I'll help button. Send that. We'll get back with you. And you can say, here's what I can donate from the practical side. Or you can say, hey, I'm going to go down there and I'm going to help load mattresses into grandma's truck because she now has her kids because the parental rights have been severed for her daughter. You know what I'm saying? So there's a volunteer scope of this. And then truly we need the funds because we're buying the media that reaches out to the public to educate them and to say this is the need. And the more people contribute to the educational program, the more people we can reach. So, for example, I posted a little video 2 days ago. You can go to our Facebook page, by the way, We Are Their Future. I posted a little video about direct adoption. Within 20 minutes, someone said, yes, I'm interested. And it's all because there's so much misinformation out there that people don't know. I can directly adopt without being a foster family. So all I'm saying is go to our website, say you'll help, and we'll find a way for you to help. Don't sit by and just think that these kids are fine because they're being taken care of by government. Government should not be parenting children. These kids are in our own backyard.
Well, we do so many valuable programs here on Valley Focus, and I want to say that my heart is just full from the people that come with these organizations, these nonprofits, these charitable organizations, everything from rescuing dogs in terrible circumstances to helping our senior citizens, to helping the disabled. Vicki, there's nothing more important than our children.
I really believe
nothing.
That.
There's nothing more important, not one single thing you can give me on any list, on anyone's list, that's more important than helping an abused or abandoned or neglected child. Nothing.
You're exactly right.
This is where it is. It's Sunday morning. If you're sitting there listening and you need to find a charitable place to get involved in or to put your dollars, you got to get online to wearetheirfuture.org. Because again, if you're a parent or if you've been born and been the child of a parent, no child should be abused, neglected, abandoned, living in these kind of circumstances. That's simply the truth. So we're so glad you came back again today to update us. Tell us a little more again, Excel, about some of the details for your organization again. Now, Excel is here. Vicki represents both fostering and adoption. Excel is more on the adoption end. She's the Forever Family Adoption Coordinator for Building Arizona Families. Give us just a recent success story or something that you've been involved in lately, Excel, that you'd like to tell our audience about that kind of exemplifies the kind of work that you do.
Yeah, I do have a story, and I'm going to have Vicki share it because she had spent some time with the family as well that adopted a child out of Texas.
Okay, Vicki, back to you then. You're in the hot seat here to talk about this wonderful and moving story, I know.
It's amazing. We actually did a video of this story called The Missing Piece, and we went over to film this story, and this is a family who mom was adopted at birth, and she knew from the time she was growing up, she always knew she was adopted, and her mother said, "You weren't born of my womb, but you were born of my heart." And she always knew that she would adopt, even when she was dating the guy that's her husband now. It would have been a deal breaker if he wouldn't adopt.
Oh.
So they get married and they discover that they can't have children of their own. So they just start the adoption process. They found this little boy and they wanted to start the process of adoption. So they sent him, first of all, a scrapbook, a photo album. This is your family. Oh. And it had pictures of his bedroom and his toys and his grandma and grandpa and his aunts and his uncles. This is your family. Here's your dog. So can you imagine being a kid with no family suddenly he's everything? And then they send him this puzzle piece, like a great big jigsaw puzzle piece, if you can get a picture of that in your head. He gets this and it has his name on it. So when he finally comes to live with this family, they're standing there and they have a giant puzzle, if you will, with one great big piece missing. And it was the piece that fit him. And so they told him, "You're the missing piece of our family." And it was just amazing. He's so secure. He just knows, and he runs in his room and gets the stories. I'm the missing piece, and he knows how important he is to his family.
That just brings tears to your eyes, Vicki.
It's an incredible story.
And the fact that he now is wanted.
Oh, yeah.
You know, for these kids to feel so unwanted, unloved, unneeded, and devalued, and then to know that they're loved and wanted, it's a miracle, really.
And what a gentleman he is. He opened the door for me. He insisted that he be in the interview. He wants some TV time.
Oh, cute.
He's an awesome kid.
Well, these are success stories that can't happen without you. They take people, they take funds, they take time, they take effort. And Vicki can't do it all alone. She's needs an army to help with this. It's Vicki Isaac, founder and CEO of We Are Their Future. Excel Baca here again, the Forever Family Adoption Coordinator for Building Arizona Families. And the bottom line is that there's something you can do. If you find it reprehensible, disgraceful, unacceptable that any child should be abused or neglected, then you got to get on board with this. Because again, our children, they're our future, they're our inheritance, and they're the most precious possession we have. So I'm just thankful you came in here today. And give us any last thoughts, you first, Vicki, and then we'll go to Excel for last thoughts today on what you're looking for people and how we best can serve you. And again, a little more thoughts on your organization.
Well, I just come back to this fact that we have to embrace it as our responsibility. We can't sit by and let government raise children. That's not where kids need to grow up. And so come back again to everyone can do something. You can foster, you can adopt, you can volunteer, you can donate, or you can do all four, and we can help you with that too. But we do urgently need your help with just under 17,000 kids in care, 5,000 kids right now, need forever families, and I shared the stats. This year alone, there could be 10,000 kids taken from their homes to keep them safe that are going to need our help. There was 5,000 in the last 6 months, so we could have 10,000 kids this year coming to care that need us to step up, not to mention the 17,000 that are already there.
Well, thank you for what you're doing. And then any last thoughts from you, Excel?
Yeah, just trying to let everyone know that we do have this amazing program. You do not have to foster to adopt. There is options out there if you do just want to adopt a child and have them be part of your forever family.
And they're free and clear.
Correct.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, thank you both for coming in here today. Again, it's Vicki Isaac, founder and CEO of We Are Their Future, and Excel Baca, Forever Family Adoption Coordinator for Building Arizona Families. Two ladies working together to help these kids that are in such dire straits, abused, neglected, abandoned, living maybe in a group with a garbage bag of their belongings. And it's just deplorable, but something can be done about it. They can find forever families. So again, we thank you so much. Get online. Give me that website one more time, Vicki. Just get it out there. And also, you've got your Facebook. Tell us all about that.
Okay, so weareTheirFuture.org. And it's just true. If these kids are going to have a future, it's going to be us that have to step up. Because the stats otherwise, last year, over 800 kids aged out of the foster care system without ever having a family. We can't let that happen. Just can't.
No. And then you're on Facebook.
Facebook is We Are Their Future, and there's great information there. There's also some wonderful stories. We're trying to tell those stories about, you know, like a kid like Raiden and how wonderful that story is and the things that people are doing. We're calling them everyday heroes. People just like you and I who recognize it's our responsibility stepping up to make a difference, and we're telling those stories too. This will be an Arizona success story because Arizona citizens will not stand by and let this happen to kids.
Well, thank you again for speaking so eloquently today for your cause. Get online. It's weareTheirFuture.org. Do it. Thank you, ladies. God bless. Thanks for all the work you do, and come back again.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Thank you.